Water rights, put simply, are property rights. They are the first kind of inquiry as far as when and what or how can a person pull water or take water from nature. Water rights give us that right to do that. California is unique in the fact that we have a dual system of governing water rights and recognizing water rights. The first system is something that we inherited from English common law and is still prevalent in the eastern states, and that's the riparian doctrine. And the riparian doctrine, put simply, is a person owning land that abuts to or has a water stream that flows through the land has a right to put that water to reasonable use. And in fact, California kind of led the way when the gold miners came in the 1840s, 1850s. They needed water to service their gold mines, and oftentimes they didn't own the land near a water source, or water source wasn't near the land they owned. And so they needed to divert the water, appropriate it, and take it and use it for their various needs. And so they came up with a system that we call the appropriation system, appropriation doctrine. And what that is, it's based on priority, not parity or equal division. So first in time, first in right. And that doctrine probably is the most important one in California. It accounts for about 90% of water rights nowadays. And so where California is unique is that what most Western states went solely to the appropriation doctrine. And California is unique in the fact that we kept both the riparian, we recognize both riparian and appropriative rights. There are many agencies that touch on how we distribute and protect our water resources. It ranges from federal agencies such as the Environmental Protection Agency, fishery agencies like the Fish and Wildlife Service and NOAA fisheries, to state agencies including the State Water Resources Control Board, all the way down to local agencies such as cities, counties, and various water districts. However, if one is going to look at the pulse of water protection and water allocation, going to the State Water Resources Control Board is where many of those agencies, you can look at it as kind of a crossroads, because that agency, the State Water Board, has the authority over both water rights and water quality. There is the fundamental law of California water, and that is water needs to be put to reasonable and beneficial use. And beneficial uses will not change that much because of climate change. I believe agriculture will still be a primary use. Municipalities will still be a primary use. But what is reasonable may change. And so I think as we move forward in the next 50 years, there may be a movement to recognize that certain agricultural practices under the different climate change hydrology is not reasonable anymore. Much of how we established our water rights and how we distribute our water was not done in a way that gave foresight to the environmental impacts. And so now we have laws such as the Endangered Species Act. We have the California Environmental Quality Act, which says identify the impacts your project's going to have. And several others, such as the Clean Water Act, Water Quality Control Acts. So those laws are starting to grow in influence as we recognize the impacts that our projects, our water supply systems are having.